We should just expect relapses. You know, five steps forward, five steps back. Five steps forward, four and a half steps back. Yay! Four and a half steps. It's like my daughter is in Weight Watchers, and it's a good thing, this Weight Watchers, because they're told that they're going to go up and down, that it's not always going to be lose, 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 lose. And they should go slow, and when they gain in a week, no big deal. You know, look at it from a bigger perspective, like what happens in a whole month or what happens in a three-month period. If you just stay with the program, so to speak, there's this gradual losing. Whereas if you just throw up your hands because you binge dieted for a week and lost 5 pounds, and then the next week gained 8, no big deal. So you take a bigger perspective. And it's sort of like that with meditation working with our minds. We have to realize that definitely there's going to be relapses. When things are going really well, and you've had sort of breakthrough experiences, you say, well, every other time this has happened, I fall flat on my face. I wonder if it'll happen this time. And it usually does. There's like this spiritual backlash, you know. And Trungpa Rinpoche actually used to teach about this. And what he said is, if you just had smooth sailing, and it was just like Shenpas dropping right and left, continually, week after week, just shedding those Shenpas, and just like, no problem. Oh, a little sticky this week, but, you know, I just conquered that one and everything. He says, you would get so obnoxious and so uncompassionate about other people who can't shed their Shenpas. So he said, for the spiritual journey, life will always give us the perfect balance of humbling us with failure, so-called, and actually more space in our mind, bigger perspective on what's happening, more ease with ourselves. He called it the balance of gloriousness and wretchedness. And he said they educate us. So if it was just all gloriousness, like one success after another, we'd get extremely arrogant and completely out of touch with the human situation, what people are up against. On the other hand, if it's just all wretchedness and there's never any space or openness, if we never experience insights, experience of our own wisdom, then you get so terribly discouraged. So the truth is that they do balance themselves. They do. And as a species, especially North American species, we tend to always overemphasize the wretchedness. So for instance, when you reviewed your day, if you tried to do that practice, very common with Western students that it all looks bleak, like I didn't get anything right. And then maybe if there's somebody, you know, a partner that you live with or somebody else, they say, well, what about the fact that you were getting all worked up and you actually went out for a walk and came back calmed down? Or I saw you smile at that man who was sitting on the corner all crumpled over and depressed, and I saw him brighten up. And, you know, sometimes other people have to tell us. Not to mention the fact that maybe we had some moments of happiness of seeing something that really pleased us, something that really touched us, where we contacted the tenderness of our hearts. So as Western people, we can kind of expect that we're going to look on the dark side. So it's important during the day to really notice when you do feel happiness or when something happens and begin to sort of cherish those things as very, very precious, so that gradually you can begin to have a sense of cherishing the preciousness of your whole life with its ups and downs and its failures and successes and its rough and smooths.